Okay, Chad. Go ahead, Chad, or Kate, whoever is at this number.
Chad.
Thank you,
so, Ion, back in the fall, you said you don't have the carbon base to hook your lines to yet. So we talked about carbonate. I get that. But hooking your lines to, does that imply there's going to be actual, like, copper or gold wiring?
No. It's a CO22.
So that CO2, does that become a source to, like, split out carbonite?
Well, you're not trying to split it out. You're trying to fit between the OH.
Okay.
The dihoxymethylene, methylene, 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 methylene. See, with the C and then the OH2, you're trying to get between the O and the H. So, with an anion, you get a CO22. So, it's going to be like, it'll be, you're going to call it an alkali metal salt, but it's not really that at all. But that's what they know it as. So, you're just changing it, you're shifting it, that's all. It's no big deal.
Okay.
You're trying to go to a polyatomic, well, we're going to answer that right now, polyatomic form. See, we have to be careful. We have to be careful with you, because if you get it, and we got to tell you without telling you, the difference between the sulfite and the sulfate.
Difference between sulfites and sulfates.
Or a perchlorate.
Sulfites are sulfur-containing chemicals used as food preservatives, such as sodium metabisulfate. They're entirely different from sulfates and sulfa drugs. People, especially asthmatic, are sensitive to sulfites. Sulfates are, like, for drugs, and sulfites are what preserves things like wine. So the difference between them, I'll have to look deeper into that.
Then don't stop until you find hydrogen sulfide and bisulfite.
Okay, jump in the line.
Put your body
in line. But is it chemistry?
Oh, no, I believe it. Jump in the line. Oh, that's Terry Belafonte again. Sorry, go ahead.
But wasn't chemistry a construct of, like, the Gutenberg galaxy, that kind of observation that existed with the visual bias? Isn't this kind of obsolete now?
Well, not for you.
So chemistry can work for me if I believe it? Is that what you're saying? Chemistry can work for me if I make it so? Okay, we'll move on to the next question. So you told me get off the floor.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
So you just want me to look at this chemistry stuff. Like, I don't have to get into, like, mentally taxing myself over, like, spending a whole chemistry.
Well, you never have so far.
Well, are you encouraging me to start taxing my mind?
Hell no. That's ridiculous. We put the shit on the Goober Snatcher. Look at that.
Polyatomic ion key. Okay. Noted.
Now you don't have to think at all. We think. You think? What you think? You think? You think? What you thinking? You think? That's how you know a thinking thought thinks. If a thinking thought thinks, then a thinking thought should have thought it thunk. Because if a thinking thought thunk, then it thinks already, because it's already think. Think, think. Because the think tank is already the think thunk. Because if the thunk thought's already think, then 2 and 2 is 47. Good. You got it.
Okay, so your point.
Oh, genes on it. Look at carbonation. Look at carbonation reactions. Look at that gene. She's on the money stuff, too. She's got the CS22, and she's trying to lay out the non-stable structure, to how to make them structured stable. If they're stable, then you can put things in the folds of things, like the time-space continuum, which doesn't exist, but still, even so, there it is. and say, Jean, hey, you get Jean to do all the smart stuff for you, and then she can tell you, and you can just do it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Not much for thinking anymore, that's for sure. So you said to get off the Fortran eraser mode back in a time when I was programming in functional programming, like mathematical functions,
yep,
instead of object-oriented. Were you pissed off because I switched from object-oriented into functional and you didn't like me writing less code?
Well, it doesn't work. We wouldn't, you know, we don't have an opinion. We don't care. We fuck with you. So we are trying to tell you where, if you're going to change everything, change to something that's better, not something that's less than or worse. So we have no dog in your fight. We're just saying it doesn't work. So you can spend all of eternity doing that very same thing if you want to. You can go down like Galileo, and they never figured his ass out either.
When I asked you about conversion rates, you said go check out Dart. And Dart is the Google Dart programming language.
Yes.
The platform, the e-commerce platform that I use, doesn't, I don't have to program it.
Yeah.
So how would Dart even come into play in increasing conversion rates?
You have to look. No, you compare it. Look at it. Doesn't mean fuck it. It means note it. Look at it. See how it's not working. So if you can see how Dart doesn't work, you might be able to change to how yours should get better. Yes, if you were commissioned to do such a thing.
You're saying how Dart's not working. You mean how their website's not converting people to use the language, right?
That's correct.
You said the code you're writing now won't fit into the cloud because it's not carbon-based.
Too big.
It's too big.
Too big.
Yeah. So it sounds like this code.
Oh, and Jean says she don't know a damn thing. Ion uses the meme. She says that Ion uses the meme.
Thanks for the research, Jean. No, I appreciate it.
No, we know already. You're still just fun. You're delicious.
You also say got to have something to connect it to. Your flux can't overflow. Yeah, your flux can't overflow your capacitation.
That's Bob. Bob, tell Bobby that you're saying flux, like in welding, the part that's left over, the sinewy part that seals it, that allows the transfer to go, that you would tap the flux off of a good, sturdy bond or weld.
Okay, I thought you meant flux as in flux capacitor, Christopher Lloyd.
Hell no, Christopher Watkins. Yeah, no.
Christopher Walken, the actor? The actor, Ion?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carolyn's afraid of Christopher Walken.
Really? Why? Because he's so tall compared to her?
No, he looks weird. She's bumped into him in her different scenes in New York on a plane coming out of L.A. years ago, and she just finds him creepy.
He talks like this, and then he says, and then we'll have to see. Yes, we will note that when we have the ability. Yes, that's exactly the answer.
Are you digging it, Osborne? Was that funny for you, Osborne? Let's get Osborne. Check into Osborne.
Did you nut? As long as you nut. That's all you got to do. As long as you nut. That's all you got to do. We can talk about pygmy porn if it'll help.
Osborne, you shouldn't have hung up. What's going on, man? Jeez, you shouldn't leave.
Jean admitted that she don't know a damn thing, and that we use me, and so they all hung up after that.
Okay, go back to your life, Chad.
Okay, so you said marry a vernacular in code that would allow multiple access pathway points. So first of all, the vernacular in code, you seem to be using the vernacular of chemistry with me. Does that line up with your earlier statement, Iron?
Kidneys, man, kidneys.
James Kidney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tap your head where your brain is and you say, kidneys, man, kidneys. It's like they connect.
It's a walking kind of thing.
They connect. Until you can get the body. Hey, Bob, hold on 1 second, number one. We've still got you, okay? Just hold on a minute, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
What? Yeah.
Hey, put down on there, we got an order. Get on the Googler. You don't have to do it now, but send yourself an email that we have to order, number one, a bioexorcist.
A bioexorcist?
Yeah. We're going to order him one of those so he can have his very own. Because here's what the bump is. We're going to tell Bob, number one, because you're too smart. We're going to talk to somebody who's not so smart so they can know something. Okay? Here's what we're trying to tell him, Bob. We're trying to say that the carbon that you're laying out fits a certain way. Everything fits a certain place. For example, your library is a certain size, but it'll only hold so many books. But the way your books are portrayed, you could put 10 times the amount of books that you presently have in the same library, but you couldn't configure them in the space that they're in. However, the space they're in are what pleases you, Bob. Remember?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking too fast.
Okay. So if you restack the book, no, we're not. No, we're not. We're actually talking to number one. We're talking to number one, not you, but you should listen because this applies to you. The books in the library are configured the way you like them, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. If you reconfigured them, you could put more books in there, but you wouldn't be able to gain access to them, would you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what he's trying to see is how can you portray the information like you like it and still make it small enough to fit every book that's ever been into the same quantitative space. So a good bioexorcism would allow you to take away the chemical side and apply the physical side. So it would be applied physical geometrics. And if you wrote a language to that level, it would allow you to stand it on its end, fit it in a space, and it would still be configured the way you wanted it, Bob. But you could fit every book that ever was in the same slide of the space. It's indigenously simple when we say it that way. There's more than it. It would be like if you took every human on the planet and took all the space out between the molecules, you could fit everybody on the planet in the size of a sugar cube. But be very dense. It'd be super, 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 super heavy, but it would all fit in the size of a sugar cube. The same way with the expression of information. The problem is if you compress everybody into the size of a sugar cube and you want to go back and sleep with the Carolyn, you got to go dig the Carolyn out of the sugar cube. It's very challenging to reanimate the animated position. So the problem is not getting it into the cloud. The problem is having access to configure it in such a way. So if you want to go to page 144, of fitting its wake, you can do that instantly. Well, it's not about getting it in. It's about it being able to get it out. So that's the slippage that he's trying to calculate or write words to get you through the tree. He had no trouble going through the portal, going to live in the fucking castle. He had no trouble doing that, but he did have a bit of a challenge getting home. There's the rub. We're trying to make it away so he can get back, not go. Going is taken care of, obviously.
So he's getting back the retrieval or the obsolescence?
There's not going to be any obsolescence then.
We'll say removing the space is one thing, and then reanimating it is another. So is going to the trees removing the space?
Going to the trees is going to another space. Going to the place you wanted to go. In the cloud was the ability to walk through the portal of that tree.
Really? So I entered the cloud so that I could walk to that tree.
And that was not the problem. Now you're writing language to get back. The key, that's what we're saying. You didn't do it. You got back with a little help. We're saying you got to write information so all information can fit in that space. It already fits, but you got to sort them so Bob can find which book he wants. If you just pile it all in there, he'll never find it back, and he won't like it. So he'll say, great, Ion, you just put everything in the whole fucking world in that space, and I don't remember where the space is. Thank you very much, Mr. Lancaster.
Okay, you're saying I went to the tree, and I went to another space. And then I got back because you helped me, and now you're telling me to write the language so that I could have Tom back on my own.
We put you back in business. We put you back in business so you had clients that all of a sudden just adored you for no good fucking reason other than you were just good looking or whatever that means. You know, the Peter boy, we don't know. But anyhow, you did really good at it. And now that's fine. Now you're going to try to pull this into another thing so you can quit doing something for nothing and start doing something that actually has some valued worth. So let's do that.
But are you agreeing with what I said, that I went and then you had to bring me back, you had to guide me back, but now you're saying, okay, do that again, but this way, this time make your own language so you can come back on your own without the help, and then you've got something.
Well, let's say use the symbols that you already have. Rather than looking for symbols you're trying to achieve. Once you figure the symbols you have out, okay, that'll be easy. For example, the movement to the OA, do something. You don't know what they do, but they do something. People are doing it, and it's having an effect, an affect, an effect, an affect on this environment. And we're saying you have a bigger thing that you're working with. And what you're working with is the ability to retrieve that which may or not have not even been obsolete yet. Do you understand if you're successful, you can get rid of the Gutenberg galaxy instantly? And we never have to go through this damn pin pad. We never have to go through the chart. We never have to deal with a ruche. We never have to even go to have low T. We never have to fuck Margaret one more time. That bitch is gone forever. And we don't even have to deal with this crap anymore. Do you realize what a libertine gospel you could preach without all this pumped down, laid back, kicked out, bunned down, over, under, ended out, overdone things that don't ever even apply of why you're not able to ascend? Basically, it's what all that says. All the charts tell you how you made it, how the turning taxes did it and you could, how the Hesburgh paid for it but didn't pay for you. There you go. So now, with that obsolescence, what we're saying is it's going to be reorganized. It's on many tiers, many levels, and you're going to do it, like it or not. It may be a white fucking flight, knuckle flight for you, big boy, but you're in it now. You're in it to win it. It's going to be all right. Just stay focused on what you're focusing on. Don't distract you not. We have a bioexorcist on order that will be here soon to help you.
What do you mean, Beetlejuice?
There is a bio. He was a bioexorcist. Just the Beetlejuice work.
So the symbols, do the symbols relate to different chemical configurations? Like, is there one symbol that represents, like, H197? Like that kind of configuration? Do the different symbols I have represent different chemical configurations?
We don't. Here we go. If we say yes, you look the wrong way. If we say no, you throw away the part you got that's good. It's a little both, actually. It's a little bit of both, okay?
Bit of both what? I said, do they relate to chemistry?
Both. They do and don't replace chemistry. So it would have to include and not include chemistry.
Well, in the context of this chemistry, describe the code silent sequence, this integral between A, B, and C in triangulation.
Good. That's found in the Book of the Dead, and the segment of the last judgment of Hunifer from the tomb. That's New Kingdom.
Are those movements, like in the OA or something?
There are movements involved, but that's not your question, is it?
No. All right, my document just didn't say, what's going on with my chip body, Ion? There's been just one fucking weird fuck-up after another for the past couple weeks. I just put a bunch of changes in the document, and now they're gone.
Yeah, that happens. So what if that was the case? Let me tell you what happens. When you move a book in the library, Bob knows where he put the book, okay? Bob knows where he put the book, and he walks into the library. He knows exactly where the book is. Now, fewer than goddamn maids move a book in the library. He knows it. So when he goes back to look there, it's not there, and somebody's got to answer for that. Same thing that's happening to what you're saying right here.
Mm-hmm. Bob and I were talking.
You're trying to get it through the do it. You're trying to get it through the do it. D D-U-A-T.
Do it. The realm of the dead in ancient Egyptian mythology. It was the realm of the deity Osiris and the residence of other gods and supernatural beings. Is that like the veil into the Holy of Holies?
Codes. It's like codes. No, it's not the Holy of Holies. It's fucking Egypt shit. It's between the 17th and the 19th dynasty that run parallel with what you're saying time is here. It's categorized that way. So the categorization leads you to things that are lost in the world of the dead. Go to the dead and find them. Store them there if you have to, but that's how that is.
Okay, but you told me that I don't have to store anything. You're doing the storing, and I'm just writing the retrieving.
But you have to be able to retrieve it. If you don't know what's in the library, how will you know to tell Bob which one to get?
Right, but you just told me to store it. The storing is being done by you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not confused.
So, then obviously. So, storing it, you have to store it in a way that you can retrieve it. Okay? So, store it. But if Bob knows how it goes, if Bob knows which book he's looking for and he knows exactly where he left it, if you store it and he doesn't know where to look for it and you don't know what it is because you just stored it, you just put the books away. You don't know which book it was. What good is it going to do to get him to page 144 of Finnegan's Wake?
Mm-hmm.
We're not over-challenging you. We're just saying if you're going to store it, you have to have a language that allows it to be retrievable. That's
so
all
Bob
I'm
has
saying.
His own language. Bob has his own language because he organizes his books in a way that no one else would get except him.
You think? You mean throwing them in the floor? Yeah, kind of like that.
But are you pointing me to create a language that only I, it's like, only I can get it, or does everyone have to get it for commercial use?
Fuck the commercials.
So this isn't mortar, this is stone-level technology, right?
We're not positive what that means. I mean, we know what it means, okay. But we don't know if you know what it means.
Well, mortar is the glue that holds together all the cliched archetypes that people resonate with together, and that's the little man state. And now we're unearthing the stone state, which is where we have our own words as creating essence and pure positive godhood as opposed to needing that glue. So is this technology more in line with the stone or the mortar? Does this support the mortar world, or does this just wipe it out?
It will eviscerate it.
That's not a word I use every day. Disembowel okay. We'll disembowel it. So Bob and I were talking the other day, and I was mentioning to him that I'm starting to experience more of what his reality is described as, where like I don't linger on thoughts for very long, and I don't know how to explain it. See, I just lost it there. Anyway, something seems to be happening. And, oh, sorry, the documents, that's what it was. Turning around and my document's not there. I'm talking to you, I'm making notes, and then my Google document just puts up a red thing and says, sorry, it's gone. And you're saying, that went somewhere else, I just can't get to it because I don't know the language to access it. So it went somewhere, and if I had this language, I'd be able to retrieve it. Right? Ion, so all these lost backups and things, they're somewhere. They're not gone forever. Correct?
Nothing is ever destroyed. You can't uncreate. So everything is there. Yes.
So when someone deletes a file off of their desktop and then they put
it's
it
never
in the
deleted.
Empty trash.
It's never deleted. It's never deleted. It's just moved.
Okay, but it's stored on a different part of the partition on the hard drive that it could get overwritten if they need to use the space.
Not in our world.
does that mean that hard drive actually has infinite storage?
Until it stops storing at all. Once it's filled, it's filled. You may purge it, but you don't completely you don't eliminate it.
But let's say 99% of the hard drive on this Mac computer is already full, and I put something in the trash and I empty the trash. Yes, that information is still written on the hard drive, but there's no pointer to it in the file system. But that space is still occupied until I need to use the last 1% of that hard drive for putting a nice picture of the face of Bo on my computer, and then it needs to use that last 1%.
Or until you defrag it.
But defragging it is going to, it's going to, that's...
Reorganize. It re-aggregates the space. That's the only shifting that
So is that the squozing that you're talking about, the squeezing out of all the space, is like defragmentation, which you've been talking, to your defense, you have been talking about that since 2009.
Dude.
Okay. So we finally arrived at defragging. Excellent. Now, is there something about this defragmentation that has to have a pattern that's similar to a spirograph? Because you mentioned a spirograph a lot when we're talking about...
Always. It connects.
So would that be... There'd be no need for a defragging if you're already organizing things in a pattern like that as you're laying
out
the data.
Well, but see, your question... That wasn't your question. Your question was... If all I got to do is put it away, you said you were going to store it. I just have to write a language. Okay. But that's exactly what we're talking about. You have to, you can't unspirograph something.
Okay, so it's like this. You got a record. You know how there's grooves on the record, and the grooves are spiraling to the center. That's
the spaces.
Pattern.
The spaces. Right. It's the integral space. The integral space.
Okay, but you're saying in this cloud scenario, it's not just that simple spiral that's on a black vinyl record. It's a spirograph spiral as the needle goes around to pull the information, right?
And it has dimension as well. Hello? So you'll be able to put the record, in the depth, the length and breadth of it.
Okay, so we can go 3D, and that's why you're saying pi
six,
r around.
60, actually. 60.
60. Microns, 60 pi.
Six dimensions.
Oh,
6D, okay. 6D, though, that's more dimensions than pi r round.
That's why pi had to change.
What? Pi hasn't changed.
That's why pi had... Yes, it has.
No, it sounds like you just said pi, that's why pi hasn't changed. But you said has changed?
No, that's why pi has to change. It has. We told you that. It's no longer infinite.
Okay. And
3.1415, and it stops.
Right, but I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you said it's pi r round now. Sorry, pi. Okay, pi is defined as 3.1415. And the needle, the end, the tip of the needle on a record player, those are usually made of diamonds in good turntables. What would that similar component be in this system?
A different form of carbon.
Could you give me the chemical formula for that?
Yeah, we sure will. Ready? Hold on. Get your pencil ready. Bob, send an email. You're going to get the formula. Here it is. Ready? C.
Continue.
No, that's it. It's C. It's carbon.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Jeff.
Make sure, Bob. Bob, did you get it, Bob? C. That's the formula. Got it?
I didn't get it.
Okay, send an email saying the formula, secret formula is C.
Hey, Jed, he's talking too fast, Jed. Talking too fast.
I got it. I like this pace.
Okay, so we're finished. I got to get on. Move on.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ion.
Now, we're going to help. We did this on purpose. Hold on 1 second, Bob. We did this on purpose so you don't get too big for your own goddamn britches, just so you know, big boy. You're in the big leagues now. Get on with it. Lick whatever needs licking, kiss whatever needs kissing, and get on with this thing.
get on with it. Enough. If you need to, you need a bucket to cry in. If you need a bucket to cry in, we'll loan you one. But let's go. Things to do. Bomb and dose.
As if you need a bucket, as if you were going to cry. I mean, he just brings up these words.
Right. But if you want to, that's okay. But get on with it.
Let me know.
Thanks, Ion.
No, you're welcome.
If you ever need a bucket,
we'll do it. We're going to. Yeah, we'll get. When you, two nights from now, when you go to sleep, we'll explain it one last time.
Okay. One last time, back fucking listen.
He
okay.
Won't be able to get to sleep, Ion. It'll be too early.
That'll be both Kates then. Both Kates will be in charge of that, won't they?
Hey, that sounds like fun. Two
Did
Kates.
You say tapes?
Kate, Kate.
Oh, both Kates.
My
Kate. Will be in charge.
My
right.
Kate.
Okay, let's move on, Chad.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your interesting topics.
The bioexorcist is on the way.
All right.
Beetlejuice.
Natter. Yeah, you want to talk, Natter?
Hey, yeah. Just got a.
Why don't you get Bob off mute? That would help, too.
I'm off mute.
Is he on mute right now?
Well, you heard
Bob
me.
Is.
I'm not on mute. Don't be confused by Ion. You heard me. Therefore, I wasn't on mute.
What? His head, his ear, Bob, is up over his head. It's in the clouds.
Start asking questions. Come on, start. Go.
I remember last time we were talking about meditation, and you referred to it as mediation.
We call it mediation, yes, when you concede.
Yeah, why do you call it mediation?
Because there is no meditation. You're only conceding what you can't wrap your damn self around.
Conceding what you can't wrap yourself around. Okay.
The only reason to meditate is when you can't figure it out. If you figure it out, the last thing, you don't need to meditate.
I just get confused because why are so many
That's the point. That's the point. They're fucked up. They're dying. They got into having to work out why they're having to die. Little by little by little, slowly they turn, inch by inch, step by step. And so they have to meditate or mediate to figure out what they're going to do. One more day. Oh, I have problems. Oh, my people are dying. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I don't look like I did. Oh, I got no money. Oh, I got no house. Oh, I got no president. Oh, we're not great again. Oh, he says we're great again, but we're not really great again because the government won't pay our bills, and they won't do for us, and they won't let us do. And then they tax, and then we retax, and then we get over. Then Warren Buffett has to say how it all goes, and they don't ask Harold anymore, and we don't know what we're going to do. So they get in some damn fucked up, lotused up, locked down position and sit there and figure out what they're going to figure out about what they can't figure out. It's ridiculous.
Okay, well, because, I mean, I was told to believe something totally different, so it's kind of relieving.
How's that working? How's that working out for you?
not really too well.
There you go. So sit and mediate about that a little while and see what else you can concede to figure out what you figured out isn't what's figured outable. What you figured out is what doesn't work. What you figured out is what doesn't work. It's how you mediate and live in a dying world. We're trying to change your world into the land of the living. Yes, there are giants in the land of milk and honey across the River Jordan. There are giants, but that's not your problem. You're trying to live seamlessly with the giants.
You know, but something that drew me to meditation and spirituality in the first place, like I'll just tell you why I even went to it in the first place.
What the hell is spirituality? Tell us, you tell us, you went to it. You tell us what spirituality is.
Spirituality is doing certain actions or reading certain books, et cetera, that
No,
help
that is not, that, no, 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 it isn't. Reading a book is not spirituality. No, we don't have a clue. It's ridiculous. You just said that's what you do to get it. We ask you, what is it?
I guess it's kind of like a religion in a way. Like they teach you things about life.
What have they taught you about life? That you're fucked up and you're not going to make it? And you should sit and mediate till you don't?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's many different aspects of spirituality. There's like 100,000 different paths. But
we would like to hear one.
Kriya Yoga meditation is one.
That's not spirituality. That's how you achieve nirvana.
Okay, well, I mean, that's pretty cool, too, achieving nirvana.
Great. If you did that, then say that. Don't blame it on some false, funny, fuck God. It ain't going to get you no damn where. It lets you see how a faux God can run it up your bum hole, and it'll get a little Tupac up there in there, too, and see what happens and see how it feels, to see if you're as spiritual as you can spiritually can take the spirituality that is spiritual. Be a god and get on with this thing or get out, because all that bullshit will lead you in the mire of life, in a roadside ditch. That's why we call it a mediation, because you're just trying to see what you're willing to do without to not get any gained ground.
Yeah, and you know, actually, to be honest, I feel ever since...
Have you not been honest up until now?
Honest of what?
He said, to be honest, and we said, well, have you not been honest up until now, so now you're going to prescribe to be honest?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you're a lying motherfucker up until now, and now you're going to be a saintly god, a spiritual man of honor and valor. Okay, we can buy that. Come on, bring it on. We like that. Let's get it.
Well, ever since you told me to stop meditating or mediating, I actually, in a way, I actually became happier. And
well, because you didn't have to worry about what you couldn't do. You didn't have to worry about what didn't hit. You didn't have to worry about what couldn't be. You didn't have to figure out why you weren't past special or perfect or whatever. If Bob spent 2.3 damn seconds of his day wondering what he couldn't do, well, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. He does whatever he pleases. And if he can't do it, he makes someone come and do whatever he fucking pleases. It doesn't make any difference what that is. And he does that all day. Lather, rinse, repeat, wash him nasty hands, and round he goes again. It is delicious. How wonderful. He's so damn selfish he could give a wit shit what anybody else thinks about anything. He's busy being God. He could care less. If he tramples on you, well, too tough titty. It's just tough, tough titty. Sorry. You probably ain't gonna make it anyway. I'm not apologizing for nothing, because you'll be dead before you ever get the apology note. Condolences, that we say. So there's no reason to get too tore up about it. But now, if you're a God, then it's a little bit different, because now you're having a little different conversation. So that's the becoming part, you see. And now, all we're saying is that you've eased off on that. Now, let's begin with the perfunctory task, for the only thing that ever worked anyway is a sin. And you're doing really good with this. Otherwise, we couldn't be so sharp with you. We'd have to pat you on the head, rub your little tee-tee, and make your little ass, put a little talcum powder on your ass, and make you feel all woo-woo. But you have, we on with that. Let's get on. We're doing some good stuff now. So now what happens is you start applying. You're doing your completement formulas.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Then you're engaging with your non-physical. You're starting to look at things a little bit differently, which means that just every little wind that fucking blows, even Death Valley has a wind every now and again. Do you heard me?
Death Valley?
Yeah. Wind blows in Death Valley sometimes.
Not
it's
sure
a very hot. It's a very hot, yucky, arid place. So even a breeze blows in Death Valley. Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. So, but not always. Okay?
Okay. So, I'm on my way to ascension to become a god, or I'm a god already, and I'm just ascending further?
Well, you haven't reached God yet, but if you reach God, you stop ascending.
Oh,
because
so
you're there.
Actually a destination to ascension. You don't.
Hell yeah! You're trying to get back. You're trying to get it back where you fucking was to start with.
Well, why did we lose it in the first place? Why did we lose our godly?
You're so powerful. You decided. You said, you know what? Fuck this God stuff. I'm tired of having my own world. I'm tired of having my own days. I'm tired of having my own. So you take and you go to the Garden of Eden. and then you get it right, and you get it all started, and you become your perfect man, but you're a little man. You separate yourself from your power. So then you put it in a box, in a cardboard box, in the Brush Arbor, the Ark of the Covenant. You put your power in this box. You separated your God self into that box. That's when you had to have a soul to keep up with your achieved and unretrieved realities. Knowing things you want to do. It's not about sin, it's about what you do. My bucket list, as it were. Check, got it. Check, got it. Oh, no, I hadn't done it yet. Okay, hold that space. That's what the soul does, where the soul of man never dies. Then what happens? You come right back on the flip side and you say, okay, now we're going to have a race to the bottom or a race to the top. You're still eternal. You're still eternal. You still have all the properties of God. Everything, every religion, every last one of them says that you're creating God's image, that you're a joint heir with Christ, that you're like a leaf on a stream. You can flow and like the wind blows and something, kill the old lady and call it a day, blah, blah, blah. And get you a Johnny Dagger and get you some Eddie Murphy and, you know, it'll all be good. And the Tibetans figured it out and the Macaranians figured it out and the Abedawans figured it out and all of them figured it out, but it took them a little bit that they could come back to the place where they could have their place of power. And that's what you're trying to do, is get back to your place of power. And it's a race to the bottom or to the top, but you're on your way.
You just mentioned the Tibetans, and from what I understand about the Tibetans, they figured it out. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming they figured it out through quieting the mind and meditation, didn't they?
Fuck no. They spun the little post, the column where they, well, want the knife, you know, the Tibetan stuff where they're trying to get the Ajanti dagger, the golden child. You should watch the golden child. That'll help you.
Okay.
Then what happens is they get it because they realize that you're fucked up. If you're not a god, if you're not in your place of power, you're fucked up. So you're not interested, you're not qualified to run anything until you do come back in your power. So then they have the ding-dang, dally-dally, dommer-lommer-dobber, Jeffrey Dahmer? Yes. No, Dalai Lama? Yeah, it's one of them Lamas. It's one of them. They come in, so now they start connecting from this Lama to that Lama to the Liz Lama to the Miss Lama to the Low Lama to the Ali Lama. The Ali Lama is bigger than the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama is about the size of the Little Lama. And the Little Lama comes, and they connect with the things that belong to the other Lamas. And you have all the Lamas laying on the thing, and they connect that way. So then they can become that the power connects because you are eternal. So they can prove that you're eternal. Bam. Okay. No, knowing is required. You got it. Okay. Then when they get the Lamas together, all the Lamas come back and they go, okay, this is God. This is God's representative on earth. This is how it works. This is how we're going to go. We're going to go back to God. Okay. Back to God. Well, God darn, that's what we've been saying since Itch. They just go the long way home that way, you see.
So I don't really have to worry about doing any sort
anything.
Of mediation or anything.
Anything.
It's just really take the drops, live your life, be balanced, and you're well on your way.
We don't know. Describe what you say, balance. You mean like a flying genie?
Flying genie, I'm not sure what that is.
No, you get a Googler.
Okay. Well, I think just what I meant by balance was in many ways, but like, for example, in emotions even.
They have those now. They're called emoticons.
Yeah.
Look, it's even replacing words, and you know exactly what it means. It's great. It's hieroglyphics. It's original hieroglyphics. When you do this enough, you'll soon be able to read the Book of the Dead. You'll know what Akhenaten really meant.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you can mediate.
You can mediate on that a little while.
Yeah, no kidding. So maybe you could tell me, in order to get to
11.
Ascension the fastest way, what do you recommend I follow? What path should I go down? Just take the drop.
11. 11. Yes, they answered it already.
Could you go a little further into 11? What do you mean by that?
Okay. 11. Is that further into it?
I don't know, because I understand 11 as a number, so why are you saying a number?
No, it's not. It's an angle.
Angle?
Yes. numerical translations are the angles in the line.
So are
that's
you
what
saying
you're asking.
11?
Well, all we're saying is that's what we're saying, 11. Follow 11.
11 degree angle?
11. Follow 11.
I remember last time you were telling me that practice makes practice, but perfect practice makes perfect. What did you mean by
that's
perfect
correct.
Practice?
Perfect practice, do it right. If you do it right, that's how you make perfect practice. Otherwise, if you're trying to do it and you can't do it and you're doing it wrong, you're just practicing doing it wrong. That won't make it perfect. Wrong practice just makes it wrong. Perfect practice makes it right. Perfect. Oh, wait, let's see.
So,
in honor of Michael Blake Reed, who's no longer with us, Vroop.
Could you give me an example of perfect practice?
Yeah, well, you take carbon and you line it off end to end and you make it into C, and then you transfer those proton-based ionic cationic bonds in a polymer and call it glastic. That's an example.
Oh, yeah, and then something really important that I've been thinking about in these last couple weeks is about quote-unquote bad emotions. Is there such a thing as is anger and grief and fear, is that considered a bad emotion, or is that just how we perceive things?
It's how you perceive things.
So
it's an emotion.
Okay.
You can overcome it. If you can overcome it, why worry with it? If you like it, if you're getting the soup of it, fine. If you want to get sick so you can enjoy chicken soup, get sick. But you can enjoy chicken soup without getting sick, can't you?
Yeah, totally.
Well, there you go. Which one?
So,
now, both include an emotion. Which do you prefer?
I prefer never to be angry, sad, or scared. Is that possible?
Okay, certainly. The Bible gave you a definition. That is stoic.
So it's actually possible to be feeling happy 24/7 without any sort of negative.
Well, but happy is an emotion. Happy, you can be. You've heard of people. Bob talks about somebody who's too happy. They're just sickeningly nice. So I guess even that could get too much, couldn't it?
Yeah, because I guess if you got happy for 24/7, then you know you start getting bored of being happy. You need some contrast.
Yeah, that's why the Passover is very important, because it teaches you to embrace the bitter with the sweet.
What do you mean by Passover?
It's a time of year when the Passover lamb, the death angel, comes to collect your firstborn because of the Egyptians' fucked up business. And Moses had a rod, and he was running around, and his snake eat the Pharaoh's snake. And they come back along, and they were kind of in bondage because they asked to be. And then there was a plague that came on Egypt because they were fucking with the Jews, and the Jews didn't like it. And the Jews said, okay, fuck with us, okay, but then don't fuck with us. And then our God's bigger than your God, and our TT is bigger than your TT. And you come around and look back around, and next thing you know, they make this anguish, these plagues that met what Pharaoh did to the people. They had to make bricks without straw. They had to do all these things. So then the flies and the frogs and the water turned to blood. And then the last one was when the death angel comes over, takes the firstborn of every house, unless you have the perfect lamb's blood over your doorpost, which is another example of a symbolism. Well, we could go on and on and on, but you could just look up Passover and you'd know all about it. Okay.
Okay.
Seems to be that right kind of time. 40 days before Pentecost. Oh, and we're going to blow the shofar. We're going to blow the shofar again this year, too, right after Passover. 47 crazy days. Blow the shofar.
Blow the shofar?
Yeah.
Yeah, blowjob. Blowjob.
No. No, it's not. That is the driver of the car. No, that's the chauffeur. It is a shofar, yeah. That's right. It's close. Well, maybe it is cunnilingus, Bob. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you do put your mouth on it. Wait a minute. You do put your mouth on it, and you do blow it. I guess you do blow the shofar, Bob.
I just had a quick question about karma. Is there such a thing as karma, and are we all bound by karma?
It's what you have to make sure that you watch out between the difference between your dogma and your karma. And you have to be careful to not let your karma or your dogma run over your karma.
What is the difference, and what is dogma?
Religion.
So
that's a George Carlin. That's a George Carlin reference. You can look it up. It's George Carlin. He's on the internet. He's on the internet. You won't believe it.
So with karma,
is that it,
am I? Oh yeah.
No, no, you got one more question because there's people piling up. We're using up the minutes.
So. Oh, no, no, no. We're almost hit our data limit. Oh, God, don't you have a Wi-Fi? Get a Wi-Fi so you won't go over your data limit. Data overages are just terrible. You can worry about that. You can mediate about that. Don't go over your data.
Okay, actually, I'll scrap the karma question. I'll leave it for later, but I just wanted to finish with this. Ion, is there anything that you want to tell me or anything that can quicken my path towards ascension?
Yeah, get over all this. Yeah, you're doing great. Stop. You're doing great. Get over all this bullshit and all these rare things you come up with. You can talk to Bob a little bit. That's okay. He'll help you more than not. But don't take it serious. Stop taking all this stuff so esoterically strange, like every flower that's ever bloomed was born or planted for your benefit. Now, it's true, every flower you can enjoy, but it wasn't planted for you, okay? And then you don't have to mediate that you're trampling somebody else's flower, okay? So enjoy them and get on with this thing called life. Have some fun. Go fuck something. You'll be all right.
Thank you for that.
That's our word. That's our word. Nut it up, baby, big boy. Nut it up.
Okay. I'll stop doing things. I'll just live. Thank you.
Yeah, just
fucking. Yeah, everything should fuck. Be a fucker. Be a fucker. That's right. Hello. Hey, what's your name? What are you? What's your profession? I'm a fucker. I'm a professional fucker. That's it. I specialize in fuckery. I specialize. You can be a what do you call it? A gaddy. A little boy gaddy. A yeti. Little gaddy. Give me a little gaddy.
Shut up. Come on, all right. Let's move on. Okay, thanks a lot, Nader.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay,
see
go
you
ahead.
At the Seder.